Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you Susan Thomas?
Well, yes.
Well, it's what says maybe Susan Thomas.
Oh, no.
Susan. It says maybe. How do you get a maybe? How the hell are you getting a maybe?
What has happened?
The show just got 20 years older. How did you last this long?
I don't know.
How did you not retire 5 years ago?
I could not be more confused. I'm just...
Oh, I think we all know that's not true.
Well, tune in Friday. You'll hear the epitome of it. Woo! Man.
Yeah, well, we probably, if we didn't want you to leave, we could just tell you, like, no, you didn't tell you were retiring. You'd be like, okay.
Yep.
That was a dream, Mark.
That's it.
I thought it did.
Show up again. Hello.
That was just a bad dream.
Bo Matthews is hanging out with us. I love, Bo's radio veteran. Bo was the very first broadcaster to ever say he knew who I was. I met him at a country concert with Lynn Stewart.
Yeah.
And both of you were like, hey, just wanted to let you know we're big fans of the show. And I was like, hey,
really?
Look at me.
That's right.
Well, and I got to be honest. At the lunch last week, I think I said I've been a fan of the show for years. And then I'm driving away going, why did I say that four times?
I'm not going to show up. Anything.
I'm not going to show up out of your, outside your window or anything. I it's so comfortable. And it feels like I'm in my radio right now. I am, but you know what I mean? It's just very comfortable. So thanks for the opportunity to come in.
Welcome back to the show, Tony. How are you?
I'm well. I feel bad because now it's going to be very confusing for the listeners that I'm back in the studio. Like, is that Tony talking or is that Bo talking? Voices are almost
very close.
So similar.
Tony's got that.
We should just make
you
one guy named Boney.
Boney.
You guys want to have fun with food?
Always.
Ooh, yeah. I went to the Washington Post today to get some coffee, and they had three foods from my childhood.
Please
remember
me.
This guy?
Devil.
I would avoid this aisle at Charlie's Market because I could not look at him. Yep. I'd just be like, but he made my little tiny balls numb. He just scared me so bad.
Wow.
Hydrox.
Do you still have that reaction to the...
Yeah,
and they're still tiny.
Yeah, kind of sad.
I told Rach, have you ever had these? And she goes, they just look like knockoff Oreos to
me. That's exactly.
But they're not.
No.
These predate.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Oreos are the knockoff.
Wait a minute. But why such a scientific name?
Right.
Yeah. Why would they do that?
Who knows what that even means?
Well, Oreo is the knockoff.
Right.
No, but
she's going in. She doesn't
believe
us.
I'm going in.
She's going in. But you go to somebody's house and you want to cook and they bring out Hydrox and go, oh, your dad lost his job. Huh? I mean, it's kind of like if
Oreos,
you are loaded.
I had one earlier.
Yeah. Oreo is the copycat.
They're very different.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
It debuted exactly in 1908.
And you ready for this? Look at this. Chocolate bananas.
Oh.
Right?
Banana babies?
See, Thomas just non-ironically clapped at chocolate bananas. You know, called banana babies.
She can feed him to baby Tarzan and keep him happy.
Right? It's his favorite tweet.
You're not going to eat one?
There's so many inside jokes, Bo.
Even
I'm
going to
cheat.
Even I'm going to cheat.
They even smell different. The Hydrox have a real distinctive...
They taste exactly the same.
But did you notice that there's it doesn't stick together. Like the one side doesn't stay on. You've got to eat it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, these are frozen.
Yep.
And so it's not like it's ice cream and it's going to melt, but let me pass these around. You know, for years.
Your banana.
Thank you.
Catch Rage.
I've known Eddie Boy, Fast Eddie, for years, and I've noticed that there's some, TV and radio people that are on their menu, hot chick on a stick, Vic's hot chick on a stick, that kind of thing. I was trying to get my name on the menu as the chocolate covered frozen banana. And
it's not bad.
The comic, the craziness that would ensue. People are drinking at Fast Eddie's, and they get these things in their hand. Could you imagine what people would do?
I can.
So we did a promotion, but he was not having it.
You guys have the chocolate banana thing in common, too. This is creepy.
It is creepy. These are good.
Dave, why didn't you get the dark chocolate?
Uh-oh.
Jeez.
Hold on.
He got them at a bodega. Oh, there wasn't a ton of options.
Yeah. It wasn't a frozen banana shop.
I just want to say that Schnucks has the dark chocolate. You should know that, Mark. I'm sure you do.
Okay.
Look at him peeling his chocolate banana.
I'm going to video this. This is a little crazy.
This is hot.
Look at him. You rubbed the tip.
No.
Did you see it?
What about the banana? When you took your...
I don't think I'm going to eat this.
That's what they were
afraid
of. I'm going
to miss this so
much. That happened at the patio Fast Eddie.
I'm picturing you in your Star Trek shirt.
Yep.
Eating your frozen banana.
Yep.
Just about to get the crap knocked out of you by the other guys.
Check out what I can do.
Yep. For real, I did that.
Yep.
Like, what is that, kid? Chocolate bananas, sir.
Chocolate bananas, sir.
Although what Clocious did is way creepier.
But these are little bitty bananas.
I don't think so.
No.
Mark was lovingly.
Yeah, what were you doing there?
Just
that was romantic.
Just getting.
Mark could still talk while he was doing what he was doing.
I can talk.
And he's so talented.
I don't like it.
I learned to breathe through my nose in Boy Scouts. I earned a lot of weird badges.
Life Scout.
Life Scout. You're right below Life Scout.
Why is this woodchuck numb, sir?
Yeah. What is the banana badge?
What were you just doing?
Yeah. Will you eat it?
Did you see him? He was going.
Yeah.
Well, it's just got like a...
Just put it in your mouth.
But it's got like a what?
Was that a sword fight he was trying to
start? Yeah, it's got a what?
Well, I'm sorry. What did you just say?
I think he and Rach are married now.
In some countries, it's legal.
I just blew Hydrox out of my mouth when Tony was mimicking him.
Oh, now you're for sure
fascinated.
Married.
You're like, what's the problem?
Well, it's a little bitty banana. First of all, it's kind of just like a nub. It's a banana nub. It's not. I'm used to bigger bananas.
Clearly, we know you are.
What on earth?
I don't want to brag.
Happening.
Are you showing off for Bo?
No.
You're like a little kid. The insurance man came over.
No, these are good.
Oh my God!
No one's ever looked more like that little monkey with the banana.
And why did you close your eyes?
Yeah. Why was your mouth so moist? Here's what he did.
I ate mine like corn on the cob, just for the record.
Yeah. Mark was like Angela Lansbury on a third date.
I was expecting a bigger banana. These are not very good.
Pinky. I know. I threw mine away.
Yeah, these are pretty gross.
They're good in dark chocolate, I'm telling you.
I would just stop with the dark chocolate.
There's no dark chocolate, Sue.
Put these things in gold wrapping. They suck.
No,
they're just not very good.
I don't like them either.
Dave, why didn't you get the dark chocolate?
Yeah, why didn't you get the dark chocolate?
Excuse me, sir. Where do you keep your dark
chocolate
bananas?
I'm going to call the Washington Post and tell them they need to start stocking.
What's wrong with you?
The guy was really funny. He knew the show. And... I was buying the Hydrox, and there was a tear in the packaging. Mm-hmm. And he goes, "You still want them?" And I said, "Is it legal?" And he goes, "Yeah." Like somehow the feds are going to come down on us.
Really? Really?
Just throw it away, dude. You're making me so
I know.
Uncomfortable.
Let's get Talbot in here. We'll make him eat some Underwood spread.
Okay.
That stuff's not that's not bad. And they do chicken, too. They do deviled chicken that's very good.
You want to wash that banana down with some of this?
What is it? Is it shredded? I don't understand what
it is. It's dark chocolate.
dark chocolate deviled ham.
It's half Yum. Dark chocolate, half banana.
Do you got any crackers?
Mixed
you know who's
up.
Got crackers? It's Van Lorenz. Because he eats it with his sardines.
It's deviled ham.
Oh, come on.
You never had?
It smells like my cat's wet food.
Yeah, this is cat food. What do I do with
my
this?
You know who loves that? Trish
Gazelle.
It's
a spread.
What do I do with this?
Well, don't. Have you got a fork? What are you going to
do?
Hydrox.
Oh,
no. Dunk
a
Hydrox.
There you go.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
That's good thinking.
Have you had Spam before?
It's not going to be worse with the Hydrox.
Hold on. Let me get Instagram.
Yes, it is.
Have you had Spam before? So we have a gauge?
No, but I.
Have you thrown up before?
Yes.
Okay. So
he hasn't had a hard boiled egg.
In 20
before,
minutes,
until
I will
like
have.
2 weeks ago. No, I'm lying.
No, I think I heard that, Joe.
Yeah,
actually.
I know. It's kind of sad.
It's worse with the Hydrox.
Is it really?
You think?
I told you.
It smells so bad.
I think I just threw up a little bit.
It tastes like cat food.
In my throat.
How do you
I
know?
Mean, not that I know.
It tastes like cat food.
Not that I know what cat food
is. Maybe it tastes like a waffle.
Since you never had one of those.
No
either.
Way to know.
That's exactly what a serial killer sounds like,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, I can smell it now too.
It's so bad.
Yeah. It's got a distinctive aroma about
it. So here's my question, and this is a real question that I have. Why does this product exist? Who is this for? Who is excited? Who is like, oh, I can't wait till lunchtime. I'm going to break open this horrifying-looking can with the devil on the front. Satanists? And I'm going to have some ham.
Poor Satanists.
Well, no, if you
can get slices of ham that taste delicious.
Yeah, but if you're traveling and say you're in your car for a couple of days, you can't have ham
with
you.
If you're on a business trip.
If you're on a business
you
trip.
You need that ham, and you can get that ham in a can.
You can pop open a can.
What do you mean you can't have ham with you?
And when's the last time you were in your car for a couple of days?
if I'm going somewhere.
Okay, you know, there's restaurants everywhere.
Bye, honey. Yeah.
Everywhere.
I'll be back in a week.
Why can't you take any other kind of ham? With you,
because it'll spoil. This stuff lasts forever. This has got like no expiration.
Yeah. So do fast food restaurants and hotels.
Yeah, but it's not.
They're there for you, babe.
Well, it's like tuna, only it's ham.
Ugh.
Thank you, doctor.
This isn't even cheap.
It just got worse.
Oh, that's the kind of thing your grandma says when you're throwing up.
Yeah.
This is $2.49. That's not cheap at all.
No, I know. For a little bit of canned. It's because it's a delicacy.
It stinks. Ugh.
Can we finish that up as quickly as possible?
Yeah, let's...
And get it out of the room?
Chug.
There's bits of chocolate floating in it now.
Just...
Grace, can you tell your story about
dear.
It? No, I don't want to.
Okay.
Well...
I'll tell off the air.
She has an Underwood ham story that she can't tell
it's
on the
X-rated.
Air.
It's X-rated.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks pretty bad.
It looks tastier now that it's just a...
It really
one, no devil.
Taliban, how much to finish it?
Every...
Nah, man.
Everything about it says.
Whip a Hydrox.
$20?
No, it's the floating water.
I don't care.
Here we go again.
Well, I'm just asking for a price.
You just... It's got that...
I'm eating it with the Hydrox. It'll taste better.
Let me go see if Van has a car.
Yeah. I'll chip in on that, but it's got to be like... He's got to eat the
like
whole thing. And yeah.
Like a shot.
Yes.
No, I can't.
Can't do it?
No, you know, it is Mark's last week. How about a body shot?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Eat it off of Mark's man boobs.
That's right. Is it got?
You just eat it next to Mark while Mark eats the chocolate
banana. If you put it in your bare hand, Mark might just eat it right off.
It's true. Suck it off your fingers.
Yikes.
So to speak.
What about the Underwood? Bo's like, how the hell do I get out of that room?
You're lying before it's
that is.
Put it in your mouth. You're like, you're yelling it from the other
explain
side.
Explain to Bo
dude,
what that is.
You were rubbing the tip of the banana.
No.
Bo, are you familiar with that? He, what was it? Cheese? What was it?
Cheetos.
The Cheeto dust off of Andrew's finger. Mark sucked the Cheeto dust off of Andrew's fingers.
Why?
Yeah, why?
Great I didn't question. Want him to.
Why not?
Because you love
question.
It?
Great question.
You love Cheeto dust?
It was a $50 bet.
He loves the fingers of a young man.
Nope. It was not a $50 bet.
Mark got paid nothing to do that.
No. What'd you pay me $50 for and I kicked
not
it back
that.
To you?
Hey, keep that off the air.
Sorry.
I thought Dave gave
you
$4.
No, somebody paid me money.
Yeah, we got
for
him up to $64 and Taliban took it all and gave Mark $4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gave you $4 for that.
Are you eating it out of enjoyment now?
I think he is.
Yeah.
I mean, I already started.
Has it won you over?
No.
The Hydrox is...
I wish you guys could smell the ham and the Hydrox. I smell it.
I do.
So here's the thing. there's fish
you
that
wish?
Comes out
I
of these
wish?
Cans. Like the tuna that comes in these cans, it smells the exact same.
Yeah,
there's
it
no
does.
Difference between... Like, what is this?
Canned fish is canned fish.
I've never even seen this before.
But this is ham, though, right?
It's gross, man.
Yes. But it still smells
I got
smells
more
like
ham
that.
In my pants than in that tin.
Tastes great on tacos and quesadillas.
Nope.
That's a lie.
No, sir.
Tacos? Oh, nope. Man.
Hey, you're the one. Nope. The businessman's on a trip?
Well, yeah.
Sure, we had some ham food tacos.
Well, you get hungry and you pop open a can. You don't have to stop. Nothing spoiled.
Nobody's going to steal your Kirby vacuum cleaners.
<That's right. laughs> Going door to door.
Yeah.
Excuse me, man.
Oh, my.
Mm.
And where did these come from?
Dave, did you say he had to finish the whole thing?
I was going to pay him if he shot it like a... Yeah,
there's like a film.
How are you making no progress with that? It looks the exact same as
it's
like
just a little bit.
Cereal.
It's thick. It's a wall. Like...
That's a wall of ham.
It's
got the grease. You drain that off.
See that liquid on top?
Stop saying nice things about this, Mark.
It's like tuna fish. You drain the oil. You drain the oil off the tuna fish.
I'm not going to spill it. Look, because the water doesn't even move.
That ain't water.
That's not water.
What is it?
stuff?
I don't know. You seem to know what you were talking about.
Yeah.
I like how earlier today, Dave was like, man, we're going to talk about the Mueller report so much. I hope Bo has a chance to like show off his personality. We're not in danger of that.
No.
I just changed Bo's life.
He just saw the Cheetos episode.
I just showed him the video on our Facebook page.
Really?
I forgot it was one by one.
You sure want that? You want that chair?
I forgot it was one at a time.
This is the kind of standard you have to live up to.
That's it. And why did you count to 11 when you were doing that?
So this says it tastes great in dips, which I can confirm. Yes, it does. It tastes better as a dip. Tastes great in sandwiches, which seems like a weird...
That's how we ate it.
Yeah, on a piece of bread. Yeah. Absolutely.
Easter's coming up.
There you go.
So tastes so great in salads.
Is this a Monday? Is this a daily thing or a weekly thing?
You know what?
No, what did you do on
WIL?
It's Ham Monday, Bo.
You know what? It's as funny as that is, as I was looking for this video just now to show Bo, there's so many videos on our Facebook page that starts with Andrew Eats.
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dave Murray joins us. Hey, Dave.
Hello there.
Dave, do you know Bo Matthews, 25, 30 years in country radio?
I certainly know of him. I'm not sure we ever met, though.
Well, say hello.
Hi, Bo.
Well, hello to you. How are you?
How can you not know the name? St. Louis. No, really.
No, I do know your name, sir.
No, your name.
Dave Murray's like, who doesn't know me? Yeah.
And Dave Murray. Yeah. Dave Murray. I'm Dave Murray. How could you not know me?
Dave
M.
Murray.
He Big just fan. Thinks he knows it all.
He does. Tony's grandma was right.
We love
that's right.
Well, it's official. Bo just had his first inter-cast fight. I believe Mark's quote was, what are you going to tell me about canned tuna?
Yeah.
Oh, and what was the ridiculous statement you made? You can't find it in a can?
They're going to discontinue.
Who's they?
I'm getting Van in here because he knows all about
Absolutely.
It.
They're going to go... You can still get it, but they are going to discontinue it and go strictly to pouch.
You know this how.
Van said.
Are you in the tuna council?
Van Lorenz said that.
He's a friend of Charlie Tuna's.
Really? I get tuna time. It's a magazine that comes to my house.
I bet you do.
Once a month.
Tuna time. I bet you
no,
do.
No, be honest. You heard it from Van, and that's how you know the fact, right?
No, I read about it.
In what? Where?
I don't know. Fish Weekly? I don't know. I just read about
USA
it.
No, Van today, told you, and
no,
you're taking that.
If you go to the store, almost all of it now is in pouches. They're really going big into pouches because it's more...
I'm on the internet and I can buy 15 cans of tuna right
now. Yeah, it's
not
going away.
Dude, I can buy it right now from Target's website for $1.79 a can of Bumblebee
tuna. Yeah, but that's
tuna.
Bumblebee. That's crap. So well, you want to go to the good stuff. You want to go to the good stuff.
I get tuna time delivered to my home.
Or maybe is that weekly or monthly?
That's a bi-monthly, yeah.
Maybe it's just an ad in Cat Fancy. I don't know.
That's it.
It's a terrible centerfold.
Hate those stables.
Where do I know you, ma'am?
Yeah. Tuna time.
No, we got the joke.
Yeah. Yes, we did.
It's a pornographic magazine. Sue, yes. So say hello to Dave Murray. Do you know him?
Ever heard of him?
Dave Murray.
Yeah, it's a ring a bell.
He'll remind you that you should know him.
Big time he'll remind you.
Yeah, he just big time Bo Matthews.
Yeah.
Hi, Dave.
Hi.
I mean, all kinds of fun people.
Yeah, if you couldn't tell during Sue's last traffic report, Taliban was taking the frozen chocolate banana and dipping it in the Underwood ham spread and eating it.
I was wondering what was going on.
That was it.
It was rough, okay. Let me tell you.
I knew it didn't sound good.
Mm-mm. And what did he say when Tony said, why are you doing this? What was this?
I don't know.
I thought he said, I'm already doing or I might as well finish it.
Why stop now?
We were at break.
Right.
Like, and I said, the bit's over. You don't have to keep... And he's eating his... He keeps dipping his frozen banana in the deviled ham.
It was stark.
Mm. Those bananas were bad.
Well, let's think about some of the meals you had early in the radio business.
Oh, yeah.
When you had to have canned meat and crackers. Actually, last night, just to get me in the mood for today, I'm not lying, I had ramen noodles and hot dogs.
You mix
them
together?
Good.
Yeah.
I cooked them together. Wow. I do know that.
Yeah.
Look at Mark. Did you mix them together?
I'm getting excited now.
Keeps me humble.
Well, Mark still eats canned chicken all the time in the office.
Oh, it's so gross.
Or you did at the powerhouse. You would sit at your desk and we would think it was tuna, but it was canned chicken.
Underwood spread.
That's what we had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's what it was.
Chicken and ham.
Deviled ham. We
he was just dipping a frozen banana in the deviled ham and eating it.
Yeah,
that was your lead-in, Dave.
That was the last experiment. He was using the Hydrox cookie as a scoop.
The Hydrox cookie is a scoop. Yeah. So.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Silly us.
So chances are there's really nobody listening to this forecast.
Really?
That was
so
the segment for
so
this.
So it's new.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. 101's ratings just spiked.
Boom.
So how many gorgeous days we have ahead of us, Dave?
We've got, you could kind of sense the improvement today. Tomorrow is good. It's still a little chilly. 52 for the high. That's below average. Wednesday is going to be an amazing day. Lots of sunshine, 68 for the high, a little windy in the afternoon. Ooh. But with 68, we can tolerate that. Thursday, the clouds start to increase, but it's still quite mild. And then we go into an unsettled stretch, mainly rain and a couple of thunderstorms Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday, and Saturday night. The heaviest rain will be Saturday into Saturday evening, and it could end as a little bit of sloppy, wet snow Saturday night.
Man.
No accumulation, temperatures above freezing, but there could be some of those sloppy hamster flakes out there.
So
Saturday
would this
night.
Be a good time to throw down the grass seed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent idea.
Okay.
Excellent idea.
All right, okay.
And you
what
know
are you rubbing your eyes at me?
You ask this every year, and you... You
no, like, but we talked, but no. We were waiting for the right event.
I know, but this is Glover-like saying, this is the time when I could go build that addition in my garage. He's not going to do it.
I will do it.
Well, okay, to be fair, Dave, last year you threw down the grass seed.
Yeah.
And then Dave Murray told you to rake it, and you never did once, and right. Then you were mad that your lawn didn't get
exactly.
Magically fixed.
Hey, okay. To my lawn, I'd get mad.
Right, he just takes a that's bag true. And throws
see,
it in the middle of
the
yard.
This is the deal, though, correct me if I'm wrong, Dave Murray, is that you throw it down, and then the snow falls, and it does the work for you.
Yeah.
Right, but leading, I would get it down on Wednesday or Thursday.
Done.
So that we have a little lighter rain on Thursday night, Friday. And it gets worked into the soil, which is why you'd like to rake first.
Also,
and
which
then,
you will not be doing.
Then
not
the, a, then not the a, heavy no. rain comes in on no. Saturday. It won't wash it away.
Here's the way I like to do it. I know that you can buy those fancy pants spreaders.
Uh-huh.
I like to get a big bag, dig my hands in, throw it straight up in the air, and then run.
I like it. It's a good idea. Okay.
Try not to let any seed hit you.
That's right.
That's why your lawn will be great in one spot.
Yes.
And bare
love
in
it.
The other.
Not so good in the others.
Done and done. Close, got a corner?
Sure. It's brought to you by Schnucks. No more leaving your grocery list at home. Try the new shopping list feature on the Schnucks Rewards app. Simplify shopping. All right.
I can't find anything on the internet about them discontinuing cans of tuna.
I'll get
it.
It's not happening.
I've been searching.
Yeah. I got the article at home.
Bo just left. I don't think he's coming back.
I don't know.
Don't think he's coming back.
I think Bo just said, that's it.
No.
That's the end of this.
I don't blame
he got a text from his wife saying, if you don't leave right now.
You are embarrassing the family.
30 years in the business and it's come to this.
You're embarrassing me. You're embarrassing the family.
All right. Going to
this show can destroy any career
pretty much.
In a matter of minutes.
Sure.
Took care of mine.
That's a fact.
We can go in a couple of different. You want to talk about movies? Or do you want to talk? Or you want to talk about one movie in particular?
One movie in particular.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, one movie.
Okay. I saw it. It was on yesterday. I don't even know what channel it was, either on cable or regular television. The Day the Earth Stood Still.
The old one?
Yes. The original, 1951.
What's it? Clock for Atu? What's he saying?
Calm down.
Sorry.
We'll get to it.
Am I stealing your stealer?
You're stepping all over the corner here.
Just let him do
the
corner, okay?
Man.
We only have five of these left.
1951 is when it came out. We used to watch it. They ran it like every Saturday night on the NBC Saturday Night of the Movies. They had like two movies, and they rotated them week in and week out. We'd always get caramel corn. It was a big night for us. You get your bath on Saturday night, sit down, watch.
Nothing much has changed for you, has
pretty much, no. And if I'm lucky, Fern will get me caramel corn.
So?
And then you sit there and you watch The Day the Earth Stood Still. So Klaatu was the guy that came down, Michael Rennie. They made a remake in like
2008,
and it's terrible.
Keanu, right?
Oh, my God, it's brutal. It's just, it's terrible. This movie, the original, is in the Library of Congress National Film Registry. That's what I think about it. So anyway, remember the name of the robot? Remember him?
Didn't I just say it?
Nope.
Robbie?
Nope. Gort. G-O-R-T was the name. He was 8 feet tall. Gort.
Gort. All right?
Gort, the robot. So what you would say...
Oh, I can't believe you came back. You had your chance.
Yeah, I thought...
No complaining.
Did you not just, I thought you just quit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We thought you got a text from you.
Run.
So to keep Gort from destroying the world, you had to say, Klaatu, Barada, Nictu.
Like, how often?
Just enough to calm him down, because he was like 8 feet tall, and he would get all pissed off, and like, remember his little visor?
I've never seen it.
And a light would go back and forth, and he would zap guys, and they would like turn
white. But if you said that, he'd be okay.
He'd be okay. Because what happened is they shoot Michael Rennie, who's Klaatu, and he dies. Okay. He dies. But the last thing he says to Patricia O'Neill, he says, go to Gort and say, Klaatu, Barada, Nictu, and save the planet. So he goes, she says that to Gort. He stops because he was going to zap her.
Oh, that's
her,
cool. Looking.
Her visor opens up. Yeah. Oh, look at that. Her visor opens up. She's going to zap. She says it. He picks her up. And she screams, and he carries her, and then they go find Michael Rennie, who's in jail, but he's dead. He's Klaatu. He's dead now. He got shot by the cops. So Gort picks him up and brings him back, takes him back to the spaceship, plugs him into this gizmotron that starts lighting up. He's alive.
Wow.
He's alive.
Oh. Klaatu, spoiler alert.
Klaatu is alive. So what?
I always thought this was a Twilight Zone.
No, this is.
Oh no, that's the corner.
Right. That's right. Yes. The same thing. 1951, and basically what Michael Rennie Klaatu is saying to the world: listen, we've got these giant Gort guys roaming all over the universe, and
there's more than one Gort.
Oh God, there's Gorts all over the place.
Are they all called Gort?
I believe so. Gort one, Gort two, and he says, if you don't calm the hell down with like your aggression, we're going to turn. He said, we're going to turn Earth into an ash. A-S-H. An ash. Just do what we say, or Gort's going to start kicking butt. Now's when it gets interesting. All right.
So soon.
What are we talking about? Are you making a point?
He's got four more days.
19.
I don't know. Yo, this is like the fifth of the last five.
Yeah.
No. I know. Yeah. And it's classic. I'm bringing it all around.
Moses,
all right?
Moses.
It's all going to have a point soon.
Moses. 1977, a record comes out by a band called Klaatu. Comes out, and everybody, the record comes out. They don't tell you who's in the band. There's nothing on the back sleeve and all that. Everybody thinks it's the Beatles. They think Klaatu is the Beatles, but it's not. But... listen to this spin. This is unbelievable. 72 Klaatu, great song called Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft. And that's 1977. The band is Klaatu. They don't do any press, and everybody thinks it's the Beatles. In 1974, you can look it up, Ringo's album, Goodnight Vienna, he is standing in the doorway of the spaceship from The Day the Earth Stood Still, and he's dressed in the same outfit as Michael Rennie.
Wow.
So was it the Beatles?
No.
Who was it?
Just three guys, and they sounded, and Rach, you were listening to some of it, and in one part, it sounded like the Beatles, didn't it?
Yeah, I'm trying to find some vocals here.
Is this the Interplanetary?
It's like an 8 minute long song.
I know, you gotta
play it all.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Is it Interplanetary?
Calling Occupants, and there's a couple of times where they think, clack, clack, that's, and it sounds just like John Lennon. This not so much. But everybody thought it was the Beatles. And even Paul McCartney called the record label and said, good job faking everybody out.
Can we go back to canned tuna?
That's the corner.
Well, what did that phrase mean that they said to Gort?
Yeah.
I don't just calm down.
I wonder what it means backwards. If you played it backwards,
yeah, they were probably.
If you stop the ray gun, you can nail Patricia Neal.
Pretty much, she was a babe back in '51. If you say that, it calms him down and he doesn't zap people. His little visor gizmo goes
up.
He's
a cool looking robot.
Oh, he's great, but he looks like he's wrapped in Saran wrap because when he starts walking,
that's hot.
But when you can just, it's like, it's 1951, so the special effects are not great. But for a kid.
What if we would have said, just talk about movies instead of Rach saying one particular? Yeah.
All right. Tell me three guys that tried out for James Bond and turned down the role. Three guys that turned down the role of James Bond.
Mr. Patches.
Ready? Ready? Come on, anybody. Come on,
Harrison
anybody.
Ford?
Nope. Come on.
George Clooney.
Nope. Keep going.
Don Rickles.
Nope.
Mel Gibson.
Nope.
Dave Glover.
You ready?
Yeah.
Jimmy Stewart.
Hey!
What?
Tried was they were going to use him. Burt Reynolds.
Don't you do a Jimmy Stewart impression?
Yeah, Burt, do Jimmy Stewart.
Come on.
James,
say shaken,
007.
Not
shaken, not stirred.
Pussy galore.
Okay.
That's what it would have been. So Jimmy Stewart, Burt Reynolds, and Hugh Jackman turned down the roles of James Bond.
They turned him down?
They turned him down. Who turned down the role of Han Solo? So that what's his name could get it?
Donny Osmond.
No.
Oh, I can't
Marie
remember.
Marie Osmond.
No.
Dave Glover.
No. Burt Reynolds was
he
offered the role of Han Solo.
Burt Reynolls?
And turned it down. Turned it down.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Go to 971talk.com/merch to get our merchandise. There's only, like, what, Rach, 10 close shirts now, something like that?
Yeah, and they're all in XL and XXL, so.
Cool. Also, we will be announcing our next DGS live comedy show probably this week. Wednesday, we're bringing back Paranormal Wednesday. And before you ask, Dr. Lynch is not coming back, and here's exactly why. Dr. Lynch can be here Wednesday if he wants. I love Dr. Lynch. Back when last time we did it, probably 4 years ago, he went to management and asked for money. Free country. I don't pay the money. Jeff Allen does. They could not come to terms, and that's it. So anytime Mike wants to be on, I would love to have him on, but they couldn't come to terms because Mike wanted to get paid, and very few of us get paid. So we're going to do it ourselves and do our best, and we have some great paranormal guests coming up on Wednesday, and then we'll just do it each week and have fun with it and talk about all sorts of crazy things. What else?
Isn't it crazy that 2 weeks ago, I teased this returning segment coming back to the show, which was Paranormal Wednesday, you know, used to be Paranormal Tuesday, now Paranormal Wednesday. And then 2 days later, Mark told us that he was leaving.
Yeah.
And, you know, all this stuff has happened. It just got completely shoved under the rug. So yeah. That was the announcement we were referencing 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
It's just kind of gotten overshadowed since then.
Bo Matthews hanging out with us. You know, I know you shouldn't wish ill on people, but I'm glad Michael Avenatti got arrested today.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand that guy. I know he's got ties to St. Louis or from St. Louis or something, but couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Evidently, he's extorting money from Nike,
mm-hmm.
another company. They've got all of his... What a dumbass. He puts it in writing. He puts
yes.
blackmail in writing.
He's an attorney, right?
Jeez. Yeah.
You would think.
What do you think? What do you think the reason was that he just decided, okay, Nike? Yeah, I'm going to go after them.
I think he's just an opportunist. And you know what? I think it's like Bill Clinton when they said, "Why did you do all that stuff?" And he said, "Because I could." Mm-hmm. Most honest answer ever. And with Avenatti, he's gotten away with all kinds of stuff. He's famous. He's got some money, and I think that he probably just got full of himself and, you know, figured, "Hey, why not?"
I thought he was like on a treadmill and tripped over his shoes, and he looked down and thought, "Yeah, it's their fault."
After
yeah.
these guys, crazy
man.
Also, it's impossible to not tie prostitution with sex trafficking, but to the extent I can separate those out, Robert Kraft, who's like a million years old,
mm-hmm.
not married, his wife died like 10 years ago. Issues an apology, basically admitting to the whole thing, going to the rub-a-tug place, and says, "Oh, I'm so embarrassed. I've hurt my family and all the fans of the Patriots, and I'm a lonely guy," and all this kind of stuff. And they're talking about releasing the video for the love of God.
Man.
And here's the deal he can take. We'll somehow drop the charges if you agree that we would have found you guilty, and you'll have to go to non-prostitution school, and you have to get checked for STDs,
and if
you have one, we have to supervise your treatment, and all this kind of stuff. For love of God, the guy went in and got a happy ending.
Right.
And he's not married, and he's lonely, and again, taking it outside of sex trafficking, because I don't know anything about that, that's never, you know, worth it, and if by doing that you're supporting it, then don't do it. But for love of God.
How could they threaten to release the video? The police threatened to
do
that?
Yes, they're saying no matter what he does, they're going to release
it. I didn't realize we were living in the universe of Black Mirror.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's insane.
It's ridiculous.
And I don't have any reason to defend Robert Kraft. I don't really care, but that feels really, really wrong.
He is married.
Oh, yeah, I thought he was.
He's remarried.
Okay. He's remarried.
But I mean,
to a fitness model.
But then, isn't that between him and his wife?
Yeah, no, it doesn't. No, I'm not saying it. Right. It doesn't change any point, but you just made the point that he wasn't married. I was just correcting that it doesn't change anything
that you just said. The thing that I don't understand about. Okay, so if you're on the left and someone you don't like goes and visits a happy massage parlor, then it's.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, that's what I'm calling it. Then it's sex trafficking is so bad. Oh my gosh. What's wrong with you? Blah, blah, blah. But then then that same left wants to say, like, support the rights of sex workers. These people are just as human as any of us. How dare you talk badly about them? Which I tend to agree with. But how can you just pick and choose? Well, that one, they're probably sex trafficking, so that's bad. But if you go see a prostitute on the street corner, she's probably not being sex trafficked. So that's cool. That always really confuses me when you get into those waters and it's like, everything else, if you're on the right side, if you're on the right team, it's cool that you did that. But if you're not, then you're just shamed.
And you know, I think the bottom line answer to that, Rach, is we no longer have to justify anything.
Right.
You really, I grew up in a world where you had to back up what you said or everyone would go like, you're just full of crap. Now, no one has to. Politicians don't have to. The news organizations don't have to. You can just say or do anything. And if you're wrong, just wait 8 seconds because they'll move on to something else and you come back with something twice as dumb later.
Hmm. Or the worst part is if you do say, I mean, you can say we have freedom of speech, but it's the repercussions of when you say whatever's on your mind. We see
like
that
Barbara
every
Streisand.
Day. Yes. Barbara Streisand,
right.
Absolutely.
Right.
That's the tough part.
Yeah.
You can say it. Go ahead and say whatever you want. You can eat Hydrox with canned meat. But guess what? There's going to be repercussions.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there should
Mark,
be
you're
that.
An entrepreneur. Maybe you could open a sad ending place.
Yeah.
You could be the world's worst gigolo.
Come on in. Oh, God.
You can call it that. Come on in.
This was terrible. Oh, no. Thank you. Tell your friends.
I will tip you an extra $100 if you'll stop doing what you're doing right now.
What?
Would you like our frozen
disgusting.
Banana treatment?
That's right.
That's when Mark just eats a frozen banana.
That's it.
Your feet are so cold.
That'll cost you extra.
That's not my feet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.